It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ariana Grande called her One Love Manchester benefit concert yesterday the medicine the world needs after the terrorist attack that killed 22 people after her show at Manchester Arena a few weeks ago. Marcus Mumford, Robbie Williams, Pharrell Williams, Daft Punk, Miley Cyrus, Niall Horan, Stevie Wonder, Little Mix, Black Eyed Peas, Mac Miller, Katy Perry, Justin Bieber, Coldplay, Liam Gallagher, and more all performed at the benefit. Ariana's manager, Scooter Braun, ended up introducing Ariana, and he got very emotional talking about a conversation he had with her a week ago when she told him she couldn't live with herself after the terrorist attack at her concert unless she did something. When Justin Bieber hit the stage, he broke down.
God is good in the midst of the darkness. God is good in the midst of the evil. God is in the midst. No matter what's happening in the world, God is in the midst. And he loves you, and he's here for you. I just want to take this moment to honor the people that were lost or that were taken. We love you so much.
Ariana brought out the Black Eyed Peas to sing Where Is the Love, which was really cool.
Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Ariana later took a moment during the show to tell the crowd she had spoken with 15-year-old victim Olivia Campbell's mother.
And I want to also say I had the pleasure of meeting Olivia's mommy a few days ago. And as soon as I met her, I started crying and I gave her a big hug. And she said that I should stop crying because Olivia wouldn't have wanted me to cry. And then she told me that Olivia would have wanted to hear the hits.
And then to wrap up, Ariana sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow and started crying, which made me start crying when I was watching it last night.
Birds fly over the rainbow. Why? Then oh why?
Friday, Kathy Griffin accused President Trump and his family of launching a campaign to destroy her life after she posted a picture of herself holding his head. She did say her career was likely over due to the incident and confirmed that the Secret Service is investigating her. Kathy feels betrayed by friend and CNN host Anderson Cooper after she was axed from the network over the photo scandal. Bill Maher used a racial slur in his HBO show Real Time on Friday night.
Gotta get to Nebraska more.
You're welcome. We'd love to have you work in the fields with us.
Work in the field.
That's part of that. That's
Senator, I'm a house.
Twitter erupted in outrage. In a statement, HBO called Bill's comment inexcusable and tasteless and deeply offensive. It says it will be removing the comment from all future airings of the episode. Bill says his use of the slur kept him up Friday night. He said, last night was a particularly long night as I regret the word I used in the banter of a live moment. The word was offensive and I regret saying it and I'm very sorry. Tom Cruise revealed the title for the upcoming Top Gun sequel as Top Gun Maverick in reference to the character he played in the original film. The actor made the announcement during an interview with Access Hollywood. Despacito, your favorite song on the radio right now by Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee featuring Justin Bieber, has been the top song on the Billboard Hot 100 for 2 weeks in a row. The song, which is in Spanish, is only the third non-English language track to become the number one song in America in the past 35 years.